Hi, this is Bob Davis, partner and chief investment officer at Roundtable Wealth Management, and I'm here to provide an update on the markets and the impact of the coronavirus, which is creating a lot of volatility, as you likely noticed. So as you're aware, the coronavirus, now called COVID-19, first became known in late December. And between January 1st and February 19th, the world and capital markets really seemed to brush aside the developments as it was thought to be a China-centric issue. At that point in time, the S&P 500 was up over 5% for the first 6 weeks of the year. Most market strategists likened the illness to the SARS outbreak in 2003, which ran its course over about 8 months, with the markets ultimately returning double-digit performance during that period. Now, of course, things feel a little different. Today, I'll speak with you about what changed. Why are markets reacting differently now than during SARS? To begin with, in 2003, China had just been admitted to the World Trade Organization, and that occurred in December 2001. And while China was an important player in the global market at that point in time, it and other Asia-based manufacturers were not yet as integrated as they are today. The market took notice of this dynamic when Apple announced it was reducing first quarter earnings guidance due to the supply bottlenecks created by China shutting down manufacturing. Soon after, other companies began to follow with downward guidance and, combined with an influx of both real and perceived news about COVID-19, the markets have sold off in a dramatic fashion. We view the virus's negative impact on the economy, the markets, and corporate growth as temporary. The challenge we face is how long and how deep of an impact the virus will have on the global supply chain. First, as with past epidemics and the financial impacts from them, we know this too will pass. We acknowledge that the first quarter and most likely the second quarter of 2020 are very likely to show poor earnings growth, if not negative growth, for many companies and industries. However, our expectation is that most consumer purchases will be delayed and not lost forever. Anecdotally, today's U.S. jobs report was very strong for February and supports the strength of the U.S. consumer, which makes up about 70% of the U.S. economy. Soon the market's focus will be on the potential for a second half rebound, and this should help push the equity markets higher with the added help of now lower valuations and a supportive Federal Reserve. Consequently, we are revisiting our defensive risk management strategies put in place last year, and we're looking to become more offensive in this environment. Within fixed income markets, yields have decreased to levels not seen since 1976 due to fear. In fact, the U.S. 10-year Treasury yield is now lower by several percentage points, lower than at any time during the Great Financial Crisis, and we see this as not comparable to the Great Financial Crisis. We believe as the market gains a better understanding of the virus, that fears will moderate and safe haven assets like treasuries will unfortunately pose downside risk. We are currently reevaluating high-grade bond strategies in order to avoid the potential downside in the months ahead. Lastly, as a fiduciary, Roundtable's first priority is you, our client. Please know we are here to be a resource for you and your family. We are regularly reaching out to clients to provide updates, and should you have any additional questions, please don't hesitate to contact your wealth advisor.